In Tennessee, just over half the state's employees have been ordered off their jobs. That's because the legislature has not been able to pass a balanced budget to cover an $800 million deficit. NPR's Adam Hochberg is outside the state capitol building in Nashville. He joins us now. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Adam, what's going on right there, going on right now?
Well, right now, inside the Capitol building, the State House of Representatives has just reconvened to discuss possible options to solve the state budget crisis. Outside the Capitol, on the street where I am, there is a row of protesters, actually more accurately about three different groups of protesters, each trying to provide suggestions for legislators on how to solve the budget crisis. There's a gentleman with a bullhorn here behind me. He's part of an anti-tax group that wants the legislature to cut spending, not raise any taxes. Then a little bit down the street from him, we have a group of people who are promoting increased taxes. Specifically, they'd like to see Tennessee start an income tax. Tennessee doesn't have one now. They would like to see the state begin an income tax to close the budget gap. Then we also have some angry state employees here who just want the legislature to come to some solution so they can go back to their jobs.
Have legislators accomplished much during their debate today?
Not much today. The House is just going back into session at this hour. They worked until about 2 o'clock in the morning last night trying to pass some kind of compromise budget plan. A plan did emerge from the Senate that would have raised taxes. It did not go anywhere in the House. So today's been a little bit of a breather day, at least as far as anything happening out in public. So no real progress today yet.
Who are the employees that are not working?
The state has laid off, or furloughed is the word they're using, 22,000 state employees. And it's anybody whose job is considered non-essential. Now, a lot of the state employees who are in those non-essential jobs do not like that characterization of their positions. But we have driver's license offices that are closed today, state parks that don't have employees to staff them. I talked with a woman here earlier who works with the state office that regulates nursing homes. Her whole staff was told not to report to work today. She considers what they do essential, but the state does not. So they're among the 22,000 who are furloughed. And state employees will not get paid for this time unless they choose to take their vacation during the time that the legislature has them on furlough.
What's the main obstacle to coming up with a solution to this impasse?
There are just a wide variety of opinions, both throughout the state and in the legislature, about how to bridge the budget gap. And the gap's about $800 million, as you mentioned. Tennessee does not have an income tax. There are a number of people who say that the state will never be able to get on firm financial ground unless they start an income tax and become less dependent on the sales tax. Then there are other people who are absolutely flat-out opposed to an income tax who say that part of the thing that makes Tennessee a great state to live in is you don't have to fill out that state tax form every April 15th, so they're not going to budge on it. And then there's a significant number of people, and the guy here with the bullhorn is speaking their opinions right now out on the street, who say that the problem is not too little tax, the problem is too much state spending, and they want to see deep cuts in state government. And the legislature is divided into factions, and none of those opinions can carry a majority vote right now.
All right. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg in Nashville, Tennessee.